I'm with Tom Webb, and we're standing outside right in the front of the garage for Team Lotus. Tom, your glorious title is what, PR Supremo? Or
press officer. PR Supremo in my head. Oi, to most of the guys in the garage.
I met you last year when you were racing here then, and we're back again this year in Valencia. It's a fantastic track. How do you guys feel about coming back to this city? I mean, amongst all the glamorous cities you go to, how do you feel about Valencia?
It's one of the great cities, to be honest. I think the weather for a start is always fantastic here, particularly with the contrast to where we've just come from in Canada, where it was vile, to be honest. But no, this is one of those cities that really embraces Formula One. We go to quite a few races, to be honest, where people are maybe a bit distant from it, and you get tracks that are further away from the cities that we land in. But this is one of those places where you can, it's a very tangible sense of excitement about the race coming to Valencia. So it's great to be able to land. People are excited to see you when you get off the plane, and then when you go out in the evenings and people are kind of clapping you on the back and cheering you on. So from that side of things, it's always good to be here. From the race side, this is a particularly interesting track because it's a kind of semi-street circuit. It doesn't have the same sort of surface issues that we do have, say, in Monaco or Canada. It's got a track surface that is actually as good as any modern purpose-built circuit. It's very safe, which means that the drivers feel comfortable pushing hard here. It's quite challenging. It has more use of first gear than any other circuit on the entire calendar. And it's quick. You know, there's a couple of good long straights with shorts, tight bits at the end. So it's
interesting because it is, as you say, it's almost a city track, but it happens to be down on the water's edge, which is why you get these long straights in the Docklands, which makes it quite unique in that sense.
It does, yeah. Korea is actually quite similar. I think they've modelled quite a lot of the Korean track on what they saw here in Valencia. But I think the other important thing is that as we're standing here in the pit lane at the moment, just to kind of paint a picture for anybody listening, is the fact that you've got these grandstands which kind of loom right over the garages. And there's on race day, it's a fantastic atmosphere. It's very similar to, say, somewhere like Brazil, where there's just, again, a kind of buzz about the place. And it just adds to the whole atmosphere.
This is one of the old dock buildings. In fact, I think from memory, it used to be the fish market, but it's a very elegant building. And that in itself is different from a lot of Formula One venues.
That's true, yeah. I mean, the city of Valencia invested huge amounts in the America's Cup, and we're very lucky that we can then take advantage of that. But yeah, I mean, I think there are some certainly contrasting tracks that we go to. Brazil has an amazing atmosphere, but the garages are very, very small, and the entire hospitality area is tiny. I think we go to somewhere like Abu Dhabi, where we have air-conditioned garages and massive space. But this place is great. Everybody loves it.
You were saying earlier that now in the rules, there are regulations about the number of hours that engineers and the rest of the team can be worked, which is for safety reasons as much as anything else, but in a sense it makes where you're based even that more important. And the one thing about Valencia is it is a lovely city to be in. But do you enjoy, and does the team enjoy being in Valencia for the non-track activities?
There's two ways to answer that. One is from my perspective as a press officer, where I'm able to leave the track at sort of 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. I love it because I do actually get a chance to go out and try some of the restaurants and try some of the bars and clubs. Honestly, the only chance that the engineers and mechanics really get is Saturday night, because the cars go into what we call part ferme after qualifying. They then can't be worked on. So Saturday night is the only night of the week when they get to go out. Then they really do go out and enjoy it. And I think everybody plays quite hard, but then we all work hard again on Sunday. So from my perspective, yeah, it's a great city. I think one of the other things, and this is a really kind of inside Formula One little thing, is we love anywhere where it's a very short journey to the track. So anywhere that's a 5-minute drive or, you know, a 10-minute walk is great. Anywhere where you have to sit, like in Turkey, for up to an hour and a half in traffic isn't so great. So this place has it all.